Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh no, we're down. Oh no. Oh no. Now we're down 7. Oh no! Well, that's basically how it went yesterday for the Miami Heat. Just couldn't stay in front of anybody on the Bulls. And perhaps I erred in poking the Vucevic bear. Whew. I was looking real smart at halftime. He was like 0 for 6.
Yeah.
Then he wasn't.
Yeah. Oh, Vooch.
Why does he do this to us? Why?
How does he do this?
How does he do this to us?
A minimum of a double-double every time.
Every time he takes on the Heat.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Kicks their
he
ass.
He mysteriously starts shooting like Steph Curry.
I'm just like, I was like, I was mocking him. I was like, Vooch. More like Pooch.
Why?
Look at him.
Why you do that?
I'm just
Why
mocking him that? In my living room.
Yeah.
I said, look at this third little pig. Brick, 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 brick. And then all of a sudden we get to the second half and oh no, don't hit that three. No.
Poke the bear.
I did poke the bear. Mm. But you want to know something? It's really not my fault.
Well.
It's really not my fault. It's really? Not my fault. You want to know why?
Why?
It's Eric Spoelstra's fault. It's Eric Spoelstra's fault. Because I need him to answer for his crimes. Leroy, I got to know something. You tell me, all right? Because you can say, sometimes you say I'm irrational on things, all right? So I'm going to try and be measured here. I'm trying to be measured. But why? Why? After the year this guy has had, does he insist on continuing to try and make Terry Rozier a thing? I'm trying to be reasonable, and I'm trying to be measured, but I'm sitting here, and Duncan Robinson, okay, our all-time franchise leader in three-pointers, okay? Sure. He got 2 for 2 yesterday. A classic dunks to start the game. He also started off the game cooking because he had like 8 points in 2 minutes.
Yep.
But in a game where nobody was defending, nobody, everybody on that roster got cooked yesterday. 133 to the Bulls. Why is Duncan Robinson thrown in Spo jail and Terry Rozier is allowed to do what he wants? I just want to know. I want to know. What the hell? Is Duncan Robinson the king of sass? Why is he always the first one punished by Eric Spoelstra?
When nobody's playing defense.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it, and I don't understand it. Because I'm watching Terry go out there. He does and one tape to take any time he takes a three. He's Butterfingers McGee when he's going for the layups. And he's not a good defender. He's a tough rebounder for his size. I'll give him that. But yesterday, Leroy, 2 for 12 from Scary Terry. And Spo's like, giving Duncan Robinson token minutes. He goes, Duncan, sit your ass down. Like, when does Duncan Robinson demand a trade? You ever think about that? When does Duncan Robinson demand a trade?
Yeah.
What is this? What is this? I don't understand it.
It's got to bother him. It absolutely has
to. It has to bother him. And you want to know something about Duncan Robinson?
Yeah.
It should bother him. It should bother him. I'm sitting here, and I have been with you for 7 years, Eric Spoelstra. 7 years. And this is how you treat me? You disrespect me with this? I want to know. I don't get it. A man who is being investigated for point shaving is out there. He's 2 for 12. And Spo's like, he needs to lead us in fourth quarter minutes. But why? Why?
Why?
Why? Spo, why?
Lost his touch?
This is crazy. I mean, this is crazy. Are you saying, what do you mean lost his touch?
I mean, look, I don't want to be that guy. I'm not trading him to Portland, but he's had a long career.
Okay, you don't have to mention it like that.
Just mentioning. How long has he been?
Basically, here's how you started that conversation. I have some things to say, but keep in mind, none of what I'm going to say is worse than Tobin trying to send the coach to Portland. Okay, back to the show.
That's
basically how he led.
Correct.
In my scenario, we would have had
Damian. You need to break it down. That's why it was mentioned.
Look, I agree that Eric Spoelstra is a Hall of Fame coach.
Okay.
Right now, the argument can be made he is the best coach in the NBA. But he is not having the best season by far. We remember him losing the Detroit game because of the timeouts.
Oh, my God.
That already is an egregious act by a coach.
It is.
Can't do that.
Can't do it.
How long were we on Chris Webber for? You know,
still.
Come on.
I mean, you saw Jalen Rose courtside. You could see the flashbacks he was having.
Absolutely.
Which is one of the funny parts of that story.
Very hilarious.
I mean, awful they lost that game. But Jalen Rose being courtside for that.
PTSD. Not again. Well, that's one. Already, that's a strike. You can't have the best coaching season with that on your resume. Took forever to get Tall Time going.
Dude.
41?
How many games did he run Kevin Love out there before he goes, man, this guy's kind of old?
Come on. Now, Jimmy Butler, that divorce would have happened either way. But one of the things that was mentioned, didn't like the way he was being utilized. Who's the puppet master? Your boy Spo.
I don't believe. Here, let me say this. Okay. That's an easy go-to move for Jimmy and Jimmy's camp.
Yes.
Because they want that stink to get off how they have handled this situation.
For sure. It would have happened either way.
So
He's just making the case.
Just adding. Okay. You know, you got to build the evidence.
He's just making the case. What is this case of?
The case of, is Spo washed?
What?
Is Spo washed?
That's very strong.
You know, I'm not.
Washed?
I'm simply asking a question. Just asking a question. Just throwing it out there.
You didn't hear the finish at the end? Spo washed? It's washed.
Look, he's 20 years in the game.
This is kind of like Maury Povich. I watched a lot of Maury Povich in the Vegas Hotel, and it's just like, are you the father? No, it's like, you don't know. We have to have the test. We have to have the washed paternity test if we know.
One of my favorite texts from your trip to Vegas was Maury Povich still got his fastball.
Dude, still got his fastball though. I'm sitting here and I'm like, what? Because you don't want to know something? I feel like, and I don't remember this, but I feel like when I was sick, right?
Yeah.
And I would watch Maury Povich, I feel like it was like at max two cases a show.
Yep.
But maybe because in today's day and age, we're very attention deprived, or they're trying to make it for TikTok length. I don't know.
Yep.
Dude, Maury knocked out, like, I'm telling you, no lie, 8 paternity tests in one show. I mean, he was boom, 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 boom.
That's crazy.
And I got to tell you,
yeah,
not the fathers won 6-2.
Whoa!
There's a lot of not the fathers.
Rightfully.
I don't know what's a better. I really don't know what I love more. Vegas,
so you felt you needed a money line on.
But he's like, but it's when the ladies find out that he's not the father, and they all do the classic move. They run off backstage. No.
That's why, because it's like you are the father. It's like, oh, okay. Well,
step
I told
up.
You.
You, yeah, I told you. I told you.
Yep.
You can't deny that kid.
That's right. That's right. Always got to point to the screen. You got the same eyes. The same. But if the run though, everyone's there for the run.
There was one though. She was with. She had two there, right? So she had the boyfriend.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
The best friend.
Oh,
who
no.
She was now with,
oh.
And was raising what she thought was the boyfriend's baby. The best friend was raising that baby because he was the best friend of the guy.
Okay.
It was neither.
None of theirs.
It was neither.
Whoa, so she ran. Like,
no!
She ran.
And he brought
over here. She over here ruined the relationship.
Dude, it was. I was like, whoa. And she and he's like, I was gonna propose to you.
Oh no!
Throws the ring at her feet and leaves.
That's crazy.
Gotta go get that ring.
Oh, we have a trade.
Oh, whoa! That's it, Jimmy. Where's Jimmy going? Tell me where Jimmy's going, baby. Where's Jimmy?
Breaking
going?
News!
Breaking news!
The Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, we got Dame. Huh?
Are trading.
Uh-huh.
Chris Middleton. Yeah.
For Kyle Kuzma.
Okay.
I saw that coming. He's been terrible this year.
Jeez.
And he's hurt.
Oh, no!
All right. Teams like everyone's making moves. I would have taken Middleton. Jimmy Butler for Middleton. Would you do that?
He's banged up.
He may be washed.
He may be washed.
He may be washed.
Damn it.
Okay, so do you have, so just so we're clear,
right.
Your case of wash.
Correct.
I should give us our headlines liner here real quick.
For sure.
Which is our headlines brought to you, our headlines, which is a case of washed on Eric Spoelstra.
Correct.
Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose for over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. So we're to recap.
Correct.
You are saying you feel Eric Spoelstra may be washed.
Maybe washed. There's a potential.
Potential of washness.
Yes.
Okay, your case is. Blew the game in Detroit, no timeouts.
Absolutely.
You say tall time took too long.
Correct.
May have upset Jimmy Butler with his role.
Yep.
All right, what else is on your case?
Hindered Bam's growth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which kind of plays into two. So it's like, it's almost like a co-effect.
Correct.
Mm.
This all, you know, it's all together. It all comes together. And I do want to say him trusting Terry Rozier with his life, that has to be on the list.
I don't understand.
That's crazy to me.
It does seem crazy.
Do you think Haywood...
is it that he feels he needs another ball handler?
I really have no clue. Because it's
because
historically
that was the original...
Dude,
put
Pella Larson out there to handle the ball or something. Somebody else.
Absolutely not. You know how he feels about Pella.
Somebody
else. They get like one swing and one miss.
Pella Larson's the thing that annoyed me yesterday, though, here's the thing that truly annoyed me about the Terry Rozier thing, right?
Yeah.
You finally got a great game from Jaime, right? Jaime played like a dog yesterday, dude.
Yeah.
Relentless. He was getting after it. He was going after rebounds. He was diving on the floor. Like, he actually played that game with some effort, you know, with some fire under his ass. And I'm sitting here, and I'm like, please put him back in the game for Terry Rozier. And he finally did it. And then Kobe White blew past Tommy Hawkins. Like, it was nothing. But the point of it was, Like, why is he sitting there? And he's like, nah, this is going to be the one where Terry gets it. I'm like, all right.
I just don't understand. I just it gives me remnants of the Drew Smith. Like, do you have information on this guy? Why does he do this? I don't get it.
Robbie the Degenerate says, what about getting run out of the gym by Utah and Sportland at home?
I was going to say the blown leads and bad losses.
Oh, here's a stat. You want a stat?
Yeah, I want a stat.
You want a stat? Leroy, you want a stat?
Come on, Leroy.
All right. This is from the great Anthony Chang.
I like stats. You know why?
Why is that?
Factual. They're not, you know.
Anthony Chang. Tonight marked the Heat's seventh loss this season after holding a double-digit second half lead.
Second half. So not even getting off to a hot start, which we never do.
No, I'm not even counting like the Milwaukee game where you were up 20-5.
Jeez.
He's saying losses where you've had, or like the Orlando game where you were up 26. Even in that one, I think, was probably in the double digits.
Bad losses, dude.
Seven losses this year. Double digit leads. Blow them. Crazy.
That's
crazy.
That's science.
Are you playing prevent defense?
He's preventing me from having joy is what he's doing. And you want to know something? I don't feel bad about going at Eric Spoelstra, okay?
Ooh.
We've thrown enough rose petals at his feet and kissed his ass.
That's right.
And given him all the praise and defended him and all this stuff. The guy's gotten his flowers. He's a big boy. He deserves criticism, okay? He deserves it. I understand he's had to deal with some bad circumstances, but I don't know I don't know what levers he's pulled in that too, because he has a lot of influence on the organization. It's not like Spo wakes up one day, he's like, oh yeah, Terry Rozier's here? What? Surprise. No. Yeah,
for sure.
How do I know that he didn't want Terry Rozier?
Huh?
How do I know that?
Seems like he did.
And maybe he's like, we're going to make this work.
Yeah.
You know? It's like Chris Greer forcing Eichenberg down our throats for 4 years.
Yeah.
Ooh.
How long has he been coaching, Spo? What, 20 years?
The head coach? His first season was what, 07, 08?
Yeah. So almost 20 years.
Or 08, 09? Yeah, 08, 09.
So if you think about it, it's a pretty good career.
It's a great career.
I wouldn't mind him potentially moving on up.
Whoa.
Yeah, Chris Quinn. Need the young blood.
So you're saying like when Riley steps aside,
yeah,
you make Spo the Godfather. How do you do the Godfather?
Dude.
It gets worse every time.
I thought that one was good.
It gets worse every time. So you want to...
Yeah.
Have Spo.
Oh, I didn't say that I want.
Oh, okay. You know,
asking. Potentially, people are saying. Potentially, we could have Chris Quinn take Eric Spoelstra's spot.
Hey, you think that'll work?
There's no way Chris Quinn's benching Duncan Robinson like this.
No way. He's kind of tapped in with the team. Didn't he coach in Sioux Falls for a little bit or something?
Yeah.
Look at that.
I mean, he's the number one. Like, once, if Eric Spoelstra had to step away for something, like Chris Quinn's the head coach.
Look, everybody gets kind of, like, bumped. You know, we have Spoelstra becomes a new Riley. Haslam becomes a new Zoe.
Why are you kicking out Zoe?
You know, just gotta get the regime. You know, you get a new regime in there. You can't just keep the old guys.
I want you to tell UD he's no longer welcome around the facility.
No.
You UD. Mean Alonzo. He's kicking out Alonzo.
Yeah. No, UD is the new
UD is part of that crew, too.
He wants UD to replace Alonzo.
Yeah. You know, when you see Pat and Zoe.
I hope you, when you shake Alonzo more.
Oh, so you want it to be, you want it to be Spo and
so you want Spo UD and UD.
Those two seats.
Yeah, there you go.
We'd never replace Andy, though. Andy needs he's got to be there with his suspenders and his calculator.
For sure. We need him.
Hobnobbing.
Yeah. Although we got to find somewhere for Wade too. Bring Wade back.
Look, obviously Spo's a great coach, but I agree with you. I don't understand. To me, he's just living in a little place I like to call Too Cuteville.
Okay.
And sometimes the obvious solutions are there, and he's just like trying. And I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to showcase Terry Rozier. Does anybody want this guy? Which I don't know why you would do that.
Yeah.
After he had after he had that game against the Spurs, I would have been like, let's send him for a little bit. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that probably would have been best. Now I think about it.
All right, we'll take a break.
What's the opposite? What's the side town of that?
With two Q'sville?
Two Q'sville.
On the outskirts of. That's ugly.
Take a break.
Ugly Bumpkins?
Yep.
Ville?
Yep.
Ugly Bumpkinsville.
Take a break. Back after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This is how we do it.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. You guys are just tuning in. Miami Heat, they lose last night to the Bulls, 133-124. Get to a little more 15 minutes of heat here, which is brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get their star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. Final score last night was 133-124. They have a back-to-back. They will look to bounce back tonight against the Philadelphia 76ers at 7:30. Joel Embiid made his return last night with a triple-double. They beat the Mavericks. Who did not have, of course, their new star, Anthony Davis. And Joel Embiid yesterday with 29 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. Now, I saw a quote that said that he wants to be available for every game, but Nick Nurse already ruled him out for tonight. So, I mean,
well,
I don't know.
Again, it's one of those things where he knew damn well he wasn't playing back-to-backs, but he said that knowing that the coach will step in, so everybody looks good.
I guess so.
That's how you play the game.
I guess that is how you play the game. But they will take on the 76ers tonight, 7:30. And the Heat will try and bounce back and hopefully have a much better defensive effort, because that was, whew. I mean, I can't, I mean, they can't, you guys couldn't stay in front of Josh Giddey. I can't even imagine what Tyrese Maxey's going to do to the perimeter defense on this team.
Josh Giddey. With Man, that. They had a lot of intangibles.
Oof, a lot of intangibles, dude. You're not kidding.
Knocking buckets down from everywhere.
That kid, that tiny kid, Matis Belizis, whatever the hell his name was, 10
they
for
call
10.
Him Lil Boozy. Serious, it's Booza something.
He killed the Heat yesterday, especially Jovich. And Jovich has been pretty good on defense, but he was like, and I could tell Jovich was getting annoyed too, especially when Jovich put a shoulder in him, and then the kid went, that was him mic'd up. And they called Jovich for the offensive foul, and it was so clearly a flop.
It's just, every time we make that sound, I imagine like a garden gnome.
That's what he looked like, though.
Travelocity.
It was too much. It's Bazelis yesterday. 10 for 10, 4 for 4 from 3.
Hmm.
Jesus. Rookie. And he's in the dunk contest?
It was going to be a blowout the way his dunk started.
Wow.
Who knew that dunks could have a start like that? Usually goes 2 for 2 and don't play for the rest of the half or something like that. Nobody thought he was going to score 8 points in 12 seconds and not play.
Spo's like,
See what Terry Rozier's got.
I would like to say, Spo.
What?
You think Duncan earned more minutes?
Don't you think Duncan Robinson has earned a little bit more respect, right?
Hmm.
Like, he's earned a little. Like,
officials don't give it to him.
You don't even yeah, exactly. How do you expect the officials? The officials are so disrespectful to Duncan Robinson, but how do you expect them to respect him when you don't even respect him? I don't understand this. This man has started finals games, won you finals games, is your all-time franchise three-point leader, has improved, has gotten better. Okay, he had a couple of hack moments yesterday. Why is Terry Rozier getting more of a benefit of the doubt than this guy? I want to know. I just don't understand how the accountability works with this franchise. That's the thing that's crazy about it. Like, all they do is talk about accountability and accountability and accountability, and we're not for everyone. But, like, the guys that have been there and the guys that have been raised in the mud, molded in the mud of your organization, you still treat him like mud. Like, you still treat him like he's Sioux Falls boy. And that's silly to me. Like, this man is a professional in the midst of a $90 million contract. He's been one of your steadiest players all year. And you just like, ugh, get out of here, Duncan. Get out of my face.
Wow. Add that to my list, too, by the way.
What?
Mishandling of the greatest shooter in Heat history.
Wow. You kind of are. I feel like you're running up the score there with that description there. I mean, I'll allow it to be on the list, but it feels like you're adding to it a little bit.
Greatest shooter.
He is the all-time leading shooter.
And he's mishandling
it. And he was the quickest to 500 threes.
Come on. You know what you got to do with the Dunkyard Dog?
And also, in NBA history.
Get him off the leash.
Agreed. Sometimes you got to let the dog roam, you know. Let him raise his leg on the court a little bit.
Yeah,
you know. Meanwhile, you got Terry Rozier. He's going all over the place. Put pee-pee pads around.
Jeez, let him do whatever.
He's like a teacup Yorkie that you just let spurt all over. Oh, it's adorable,
right?
You know, Duncan Robinson.
You think it sound like you went to the mall and Terry Rozier was in a little.
No, that's how it's treated though. Duncan Robinson is treated like a mutt by Eric Spoelstra, and Terry Rozier is treated like a teacup Yorkie. Like, he walks around with him, like, supposedly, look, it's so cute. It's like my little accessory.
Mm.
You know? And then, like, Duncan Robinson, they're like, bad dog! And it does, like, what did I do? I just sniffed the mailman. I didn't even bite him. Bad dog, Duncan. Bad.
Back to the porch.
Foul, 55. Bad dog, Duncan!
Jeez.
Terry Rozier. Turnover. Oh, he's so adorable. He's so adorbs. I got it from a breeder. Okay. You see, I put his little. It's a crossbreed. It's a Yorkie. Yorkadoodle.
Yorkadoodle.
Like, I'm just like, what is going on here? Poor Duncan Robinson.
And I know he says, I love when spoke. We say, well, why, when you see it was going to be a shootout, when you play a guy who started basically 4 for 5 with 2 threes, he goes, minutes are hard to come by in some of these situations.
We got to do tough things. You guys did a tough thing. You lost to a Bulls team that's actively trying to lose. They're trying to get into the lottery. They don't want to lose their pick.
Is that a 40?
And gave up. Who's DeSomo? Who just
balled
everybody?
Jesus. He goes, look at these intangibles. They can't stick with me. Tyler Hero, turnstile yesterday. Turnstile and turnovers yesterday. I mean, was that the least impressive triple-double flirt you've ever seen in your life?
Didn't even realize it was a triple-double flirt. That's
what did he do, 10-10-8?
Nah, it was 23-8-9, but it was 5 of 15, 3 of 11. Got to the free throw line a ton. I'll give him that. Right. But, like, dude, that one where he did the spin move and the ball ended up in the stands, I was like, what the? What is that? You think he's got a little all-star fever?
Hmm? No.
All right.
No, I mean,
me neither. It's just, you know,
it was close like, to a
sometimes like he's a volume guy, so sometimes he might get his 20.
He might have given up a triple double last night though.
Those 20, he's gonna get those 20, 25 from the free throw line. He's gonna shoot a lot of bricks. Other times he's gonna be 5 for 6 from three. Like that's what you live with, but you know you can count on that 20, or that 25, or that 30. And I think that's the most important thing, that he can still find a way to get to that number, even if he's not shooting it well.
Oh, you're so adorable, Terry.
You're so cute. Just nibbles on you.
Duncan Robinson. Bad dog. Stop sniffing strangers.
Poor Dunks.
Poor Dunks.
Free Dunks.
Free Dunks. I tell you who's never going to get investigated for point shaving.
Oh.
Duncan Robinson, dude. That's who. At least we had those lobs, though. The Bam, I mean, though. Look, hey, when Bam and Khalil throwing lobs to each other now.
Come on.
Wow, that was good.
More of that.
That was good.
That's crazy,
It
right?
distracted me, though. It was like, I was sitting there. I was just like, I was so happy because tall time.
And that you didn't realize they were down by 5?
It was like, no, it was like this. I basically fell for like I was pickpocketed yesterday. You know, I felt like I was at Bayside and the guy was showing me the parrots and I'm like, where's my wallet?
And the parrots, over here, dummy.
Oh no, it's chafing. Okay. Take a break. More bad sports last night next. Welcome back to the Tobin and welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy show. Our boy Tobin will be back momentarily. Leroy, you're muted at the moment.
That's your fault.
I'm not the one, but you know what? I am the one. It's my fault. You see that accountability, Leroy? That's the kind of accountability that we look for on this show, that you demand on this show.
I don't touch nothing.
Yeah, that's
so true. Here's the deal. We had an oh no yesterday.
Yes, why? What happened?
Tiger's mom died.
Oh no.
Yeah. She was on TV just last week at the golf thing in Palm Beach.
Wow.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's get to the road to repeat here, huh? Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, we need to get that. They brought my favorites.
Cola.
I got to get a hold of one of those coconut ones. That sounds intriguing.
Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Tough one for the Cats.
You ever notice any drink that is blue seems to be a lot sweeter or sugary than the other drinks?
Definitely haven't, dude. That is a Leroy take that I don't think exists.
No, it's not.
Definitely
not. No,
haven't.
It's not.
Nope, I think it
is. Think of all the blue drinks you've had. Slushy, Gatorade.
What is your take here? Blue. They're sweeter than they look?
They're extreme. They're like sweeter than their contemporaries, than the other flavors of that brand.
This seems like an impossible take.
Why not?
Because I don't think it's true. I think it's the, I think sweetness is in the eye of the taster, I guess, in this case.
Ooh. Okay, next time you, whatever it is, get a blue drink.
I think most blue drinks are blue raspberry. Like, blue raspberry is typically sweet.
Delicious. Blue Airheads.
But not sweeter.
Me.
But no, because your debate is, it's sweeter than you think it will be. And I'm like, no, I always kind of think it's
sweeter. I'm saying the blue, it's sweeter sour than skin. All of the other flavors.
I would say the sweetest one's probably Galaxy Vibe.
Ooh.
Ooh,
is that the Fruit Punch one?
No, that's Cosmic Vibe, which is also Cosmic very sweet.
Hey, man, get your Celsius flavors.
Get your Celsius flavors right, that's you bum.
Okay.
Speaking of bum, bum performance last night by the Cats. They lose to the Washington Capitals 6-3. Score uglier than it was. Yeah. It was. Those are a couple of overtime, a couple of empty netters tilted on the end of that game. Cats were, it was tied 2-2. All right. Lars Eller gets a goal, puts him up 3-2, and then they double that up, go up 4-2 in the third period. Matthew Tkachuk then brings the Cats to within a goal. Unfortunately, they could never get the equalizer. They pull Bob with a couple of minutes left, try and even it up, unable to do so, and the Panthers lose in a battle of one of the two top teams in the East. Capitals, though. We did see Alexander Ovechkin get to add on to his goal. He got the last empty netter of the night. Oh, he looks old as hell.
Because he is.
Haggard Ovechkin.
Just holding on.
Is Sid the Kid looking like that, though? I feel like Sid the Kid doesn't look quite like Ovechkin does.
Because you know why?
Hmm?
When was the last time you've seen Sidney Crosby?
I don't know.
That's why.
I don't know.
They show Ovechkin also, all the time.
Sidney Crosby is 37. Ovechkin is 39.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's a little, but like Ovechkin looks like he's 49.
Yeah, Crosby looks good. He's no Matthew Tkachuk, but he looks good.
Oh man, yeah. Yesterday was. I tell you what though, dude, the one that goal yesterday in the second period by Barkov, filthy. Oh my god, He can do some things on the ice that are just absolutely incredible. It really was. It almost made me forget about 30 seconds beforehand, them giving up a shorty, which
I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
Panthers about to go on the power play. Oh, turnover, loose puck, backhand, Bob, shorthanded goal.
That's the equivalent to a team having a defense with only 10 men on the field, and you throw a pick six.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's Paul Maurice after the game yesterday. Always love to hear what the coach has to say in the midst of all this as he sits in front of his Celsius background.
It was going to be a breaker. We don't turn pucks over at the offensive line in the attack. We did. It's in our net. And on their fourth one, that's our fourth penalty that we're going to take. And if it's going to be 4-1 in a game and you're going to give one up shorthanded, you're just not winning that hockey game. So the margin for error against two good teams is pretty tight. The guy made some saves. We had two or three guys I think had kind of off nights, but other than that, it was a reasonably well-played game.
You said this morning kind of how similar both teams are. When you teams like that come together, it's about what you expected, just a heavyweight battle tonight.
I didn't find it nearly as physical as I thought it would get to. I think if the two teams played in the playoffs, it would be way heavier than that. And that's about it. That's pretty much what we thought it looked like.
You've been asked around a lot, and once again, it seems like he has chemistry with another guy, him and Benny. He's that goal.
He's been good for us in that. He's played very well with Lusteron and Lundell. But he was good tonight. He played well.
You just felt like you were chasing a little too much for them, because you did get your chance to do it.
I didn't feel we were chasing. I mean,
as far as like you're down one goal.
I thought that we were really good in that mindset. Okay. Like I never felt that when they scored, there was no panic. We didn't get behind it. We tied it. They scored again. No big deal. Not that you're sitting on the bench that this is going to be easy. But our game didn't really change, even in the third. I mean, it opened up a little bit there toward the end. But there was no that part I was pleased with. I didn't think we changed our game. Couldn't handle a puck on the first one and a shorty on the second one. I didn't. Usually, if you give up a shorthanded goal, it takes you about 5 or 6 minutes to recover from it, but I thought we were good.
Happy with the penalty kill tonight and a perfect 3-for-3?
Penalty kill was aggressive and did a really nice job at the line. I thought held and turned the puck back, so that was a bright spot in our game.
What
four-game goal streak from Matthew Tkachuk, another bright spot. Just what's been clicking for him as of late?
Well, he and Sam Benner are kind of back together, close together, making some short area plays. Sam's back going pretty darn good for us. So we need that. We need more than one line producing, and they were carrying it for us tonight.
There you go. Two more games, before we head to the Four Nations face-off. So they got St. Louis coming up tomorrow on the road, and then we got Pucks and Pints against the Ottawa Senators coming up, who are playing a little bit better this year, you know?
Is the Four Nations the same weekend as the All-Star game?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's in the midst because it's like 2 weeks. So yeah, I think they overlap at some point.
Take this 2 week period off. You know that means there's been a bunch of back to backs and.
Mm-hmm. There's gonna be some well deserved rest for. I mean, there's a lot of Panthers playing. I mean, we basically have half of Finland's team, but. What can you do? Heavy is the head that is little Finland. That's what we are. Hmm. You know, when you run what? Finland, you know, you get it.
No.
Yeah, heavy is the head that wears the crown. We are the Finnish kings. So heavy is the head that wears little Finland. No, you can't just give me a minus one. Like, you don't just give me a whoa, whoa, whoa. No. That's ridiculous.
Minus one.
You see how close Marco's had that, right?
Heavy is a head, that little Finland something something.
Do you think in Finland they're going to show up with the robes for every game like they did when the Cats were in Finland?
Ooh, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Where are they playing?
I don't know where all the games are. I think one of them, I'll get the tournament for you. This segment is brought to you by more hockey questions than Ryan doesn't just hits me over the head with.
That's not, really?
Take a break.
That a reasonable question?
You know. What is the Four Nations? Where is it? What are the starting times?
You don't know where they're playing.
What's the bracket, Tobin? What's the bracket?
You don't know where they're playing.
You don't either.
Yeah, that's why I asked my hockey guy.
Take a break. I'm out of here.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2 pound strawberries or 18 ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.